the next couple of years, if we don't start reducing our global carbon footprint dramatically, we're going to see a permanent increase in temperature. So a permanent rise in probably 2 degrees centigrade, which is, you know, a fair amount. And, you know, there's just kind of small impacts here or there. So with that temperature change, you know, you're going to see more superstorms. You're going to see more droughts, or more severe droughts, a whole host of different issues. Sea levels are going to rise a little bit more. So low-level communities are going to be faced with increased flooding. And, you know, just to give you kind of a metaphor that I once heard from one of my colleagues, you know, the best way to describe it is kind of looking at almost like a baseball metaphor. So if you have a baseball player who takes steroids, now, steroids aren't going to equate to an individual home run each time they come up to bat. But by taking the steroids, the player is more likely to hit more home runs. And that's the exact same thing with what climate change is doing today to the world and to our ecosystem and just to weather. So as, you know, more and more carbon is put into the atmosphere, is it going to relate to specific events? No. But it's going to make it more and more likely, and those storms and those droughts are going to get worse and worse and worse.